Well, I've had a great morning today. I've spent it at Hampstead Norris School. Now, this is a really tiny school in the heart of West Berkshire. It may be small, but it has topped the league when it comes to SATS results. So out of over 15,000 schools, it was right at the very, very top. And I'm with the head teacher. It's wonderfully quiet because the entire school has gone off to see James and the Giant Peach. So we've grabbed just a moment to sit in your office together and to talk about some of the innovative things that you've done at this school. The first of which is you've scrapped the national curriculum.
Yes, about 2 years ago, we decided to scrap the national curriculum as it's taught in most schools in the UK and trial some other options for the curriculum. We actually settled with something called IPC. It's called the International Primary Curriculum. It was developed for the Shell schools across the world originally about 80 years ago. And since it's become quite popular in British schools, we were about the 200th school to take part about 2 years ago. And now I believe there are about 450 schools in the UK in running this curriculum.
So how different is it?
It's very different. You don't have discrete subject teaching. Some people would say, oh, we've done that a long time ago, but this is quite different. It's really focused on effective learning. It's active learning, and the children take quite a lot of the initiative for their learning themselves. So you introduce a topic, you blend the lessons so that there are no set boundaries to the lessons, and you get involved in learning activities which really engage the children.
So do you need very experienced teachers to be able to teach like that?
No, you just need very good teachers, talented teachers, creative teachers, teachers that want to move forward and make a difference for children.
Now, why did you decide that you wanted to do it? Because you came here from Slough. Had you decided to abandon the national curriculum in Slough?
No. Basically, I'd been here about 8 months and I'd taken stock of where the learning was. The children achieved very good results here, but they were being crammed full with knowledge and facts. And actually, they couldn't do an awful lot with those knowledge and facts. Linked to that, the children in this village are reasonably deprived in terms of opportunities to do things on a national scale or an international scale. They, you know, many of them hadn't been to London, let alone another country. So another reason we chose the international primary curriculum is that it has a very strong focus on the global elements of education.
And what difference did it make to the way that the children learned?
It's made quite a big difference. So the children are totally engaged. They do a lot of their own research at home. They get their parents really involved in their learning. It's learning that you necessarily can't get from a book or from the computer, so you have to go about it in a different way. So it's made them a little bit more engaged. They have to use their initiative and again, develop new skills.
Now you touched upon something there which is quite interesting, because many people, when they drive through this village, lots of thatched cottages, whacking great big houses behind walls, and they wouldn't immediately say, if you know, that the children at the village school would be deprived.
No, I mean, they're deprived in a different way. We've got children from rural, really deprived social accommodation. We have rural housing trust houses in the village. We have a lot of estate cottages linked to farms. Some of those houses don't even have central heating or inside toilets. I mean, we are talking quite basic. On the other hand, we have families from very professional homes. That doesn't mean necessarily they get great opportunities. Some of their parents may work quite a long way away, Swindon or London, places like that. On the weekend, they spend the weekend in the village. They don't really go anywhere else, some of them, or they spend their holidays in childcare. So all our children need opportunities to go and see other places, visit other organisations. So, for example, today the whole school have gone to the Watermill Theatre today. We do a lot of the whole school things. In January, we're off to the Houses of Parliament. We're taking the little ones into Reading to visit the Oracle Mall. You know, so we do different things with different classes, but they need just some of the basic opportunities.
It was lovely sitting and sharing breakfast with them this morning at the breakfast club, and I sat next to a little girl, and she's 4 years old, but she was so confident, and she was obviously very excited about going to see James and the Giant Peach, and she was saying, I wonder how, you know, they will do the Giant Peach, and she's already started to think about how will they stage it. I mean, it was wonderful.
Children are very confident. They don't necessarily come in like that. Our baseline is probably just the same as every other local school. But being a small school, we spend a lot of time talking to the children. We run a lot of clubs, so teachers have very good rapport with the children. They get lots of chance to stand up in assemblies in front of people. They take part in performances and concerts. They show lots of visitors around the school. We go out and visit the elderly in the village. We do lots of interactive events with people, and therefore they get plenty of opportunity.
Now, when it comes to recruiting teachers to work here, I would imagine that there's no problem because it must be a lovely place to work. But what about senior leaders?
Yeah, teachers, no problem. I normally get sort of 30, 40 applicants for one space, which is pretty good in this climate. Senior leaders, however, is quite different. Lots of people don't want to come and work in rurally deprived schools or rural schools because housing's expensive. Just getting to us from an urban area like Reading or Newbury is not particularly easy. There don't tend to be as many opportunities for promotion in a small school as there may be in a very large school. And so with all those things in mind, what I've tried to do here as a head teacher is actually grow my own leaders. So everyone's a leader at our school, right down to the children. They actually they apply and interview for their own positions of leadership every September, and that's very interesting for them. But right up to the teachers, I've got second and third year teachers who actually are aspiring leaders. They get involved in leading projects, and it's really important, I think, to mould them to fit our school.